last night was a late night in the Missouri Senate. About 11 o'clock last night, I had the opportunity to try to offer an amendment on a bill dealing with the Missouri Development Finance Board, and we tried to put an amendment on that would disallow them from using funds or tax credits to Missouri sports authorities and Missouri sports stadiums. While I recognize the benefits of the income that these facilities in the state provide, there is an overwhelming groundswell of public opinion that they should fund their own projects. And again, last night, after filing a bill earlier this year, I tried to put that amendment on to a bill. It was defeated. I think that the body, both in the Senate and the House, should recognize that the people of Missouri have spoken out about this in the past. They continue to have the thought that if stadiums are to be built or improvements to be made, those should come directly from the owners and of those sports teams. I would hope that the public would see the same as I and reflect that whenever they speak with their senators or their representatives, that they don't feel like state taxpayers should be paying for these sports stadiums and sports authorities to make the improvements on their capital projects. If those entities would like to come to the legislature and put that through a capital improvement project, well, that's something that we can debate on the floor. But to circumvent the legislature and to circumvent the voters of the state of Missouri to try to get this funding put in place, I think's wrong. And we have to let our legislators know that Missourians don't want their tax dollars being spent in that manner, as they've said many times.